Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 24th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Tech Media Breaks, HealthLinked Corp, HLYK, launches upgraded MedOffice Direct platform on Shopify. HealthLinked Corp, a leading provider of healthcare technology solutions, has launched its upgraded MedOffice Direct e-commerce platform on Shopify. The platform offers faster performance, enhanced security, and a modern checkout experience, with a 20% price reduction on brand name medical supplies. CEO Dr. Michael Dent stated that this launch represents a significant advancement in accessibility and scalability, providing patients and healthcare providers with a more efficient system. HealthLinked plans to expand its inventory and transition the platform back to MedOfficeDirect.com after completing marketing and back-end updates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Rock Breaks, New Pacific Metals Corp., DILDEFVAPOP, NYS American, names Jalen Yuan CEO and Chester Shi CFO. New Pacific Metals Corp., Nuo Kepui, has appointed Jalen Yuan as Chief Executive Officer and Chester Zhe as Chief Financial Officer, effective immediately. Yuan, previously serving as Interim CEO and CFO, has also joined the Board of Directors. The Board praised Yuan's leadership and financial expertise in advancing New Pacific's projects in Bolivia. Board Chair Dixon Hall welcomed the appointments and thanked Dr. Peter Mega, whose director term concludes soon. Yuan expressed honor in leading the company's development of Bolivian assets for shareholders and stakeholders. For more information, visit the New Pacific Metals Corp. newsroom at ibn.fm/newp.
BMP AI Technologies addresses OTC markets. Caveat emptor designation. BMP AI Technologies, Inc. addresses the caveat emptor designation applied by OTC Markets Group, indicating it relates to a review of the company's financial information and recent market activity. OTC Markets has requested supplemental information, which the company plans to provide promptly. BMP AI emphasizes it has not authorized any third-party promotional activities. The company is committed to transparency and compliance, working to remove the designation quickly. BMP AI Technologies, Inc. remains current in operations and SEC filings. For more information, visit www.biatech.com or www.sec.gov. BMP AI Technologies, Inc. specializes in AI and blockchain solutions, offering products like HardEase and enterprise chatbots. Forward-looking statements in this press release should be considered with caution, as investing in OTC markets carries risks.
Biomed News Breaks, NutriBand Inc., NTRB, featured in Channel Check Report, highlighting Aversa fentanyl progress. NutriBand Inc., a pharmaceutical company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NTRB, was recently featured in a Channel Check Report by Noble Capital Markets. The report highlighted NutriBand's lead product, Aversa fentanyl, an abuse-deterrent transdermal patch that releases aversive agents if tampered with to reduce the risk of opioid misuse. Market projections estimate annual sales of $200 million, potentially rising to $800 million if the FDA mandates abuse-deterrent patches across the category. NutriBand expects to begin a human abuse liability study in early 2026 and file a new drug application later that year after completing manufacturing scale-up with Condiva Drug Delivery. Noble reaffirmed its outperform rating and $15 price target, citing NutriBand's ability to fund R&D through its contract manufacturing division without shareholder dilution. Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, expands global footprint with Swiss partnership and strong growth outlook. DataVault AI Inc., a pioneer in AI-powered data valuation and monetization, has expanded its global footprint through a partnership with Switzerland-based Max International AG to launch the Swiss Digital RWA Exchange. This collaboration combines DataVault's patented data infrastructure with Max International's licensed Swiss framework to provide institutional-grade transparency, scalability, and compliance. With a 2026 revenue guidance of $40 million to $50 million, and growth driven by acquisitions and new licensing agreements, DataVault AI is establishing the groundwork for a regulated, data-driven global economy. To learn more about DataVault AI and its innovative solutions, visit datavaultsite.com. VStock Transfer to serve as bronze sponsor of Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. VStock Transfer will serve as a bronze sponsor of Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. This sponsorship highlights VStock Transfer's dedication to supporting innovative companies and facilitating engagement between issuers and investors. The conference, known for bringing together growth companies and industry leaders, will feature presentations from over 60 carefully selected companies across various sectors. With more than 500 institutional and high net worth investors expected to attend, the event aims to create valuable connections and foster meaningful interactions. For more information and registration details, visit Spartan Capital's website.
Yorkton Equity Group, Inc. announces acquisition of the Crystallina, a 184-unit multifamily residential complex in Edmonton, Alberta. Yorkton Equity Group, Inc. has announced the acquisition of the Crystallina, a 184-unit multifamily residential complex in Edmonton, Alberta. The purchase price is $46.0 million, with a closing date expected on January 15, 2026. The property includes one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and two-bathroom suites, featuring high-quality amenities such as quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, and in-suite laundry. The company has paid non-refundable deposits totaling $1,000 and secured a CMHC-insured mortgage of approximately $44.3 million. This acquisition aligns with Yorkton's growth strategy of expanding their portfolio of premium rental properties in Edmonton, Alberta, where demand for rental housing remains strong. Ovation MedSpa enhances body contouring services. Ovation MedSpa introduces the Body Estique Onda CoolWaves technology, a cutting-edge system designed to enhance body contouring services. This advanced technology targets fat reduction, cellulite reduction, and skin tightening, addressing common concerns among clients. By stimulating collagen production and promoting blood circulation, the system helps clients achieve a more toned and youthful appearance. The non-invasive nature of the treatments allows for significant results without surgery or lengthy recovery periods. Ovation MedSpa prioritizes safety and comfort, providing a nurturing environment for clients. With a focus on personalized care and client satisfaction, the spa ensures that each individual receives tailored treatment plans. Embrace innovation and excellence in aesthetic treatments at Ovation MedSpa with the Body Estique Onda CoolWaves technology. U.S. Air Force Techstars joins $10 million Series A for DefTech startup Vermeer. Vermeer, a startup specializing in vision navigation and autonomy technologies for defense applications, has closed a $10 million Series A funding round. The investment was led by Draper Associates and included co-investors like AeroX Ventures and the U.S. Air Force Techstars Accelerator Program. This funding will support Vermeer's partnerships with U.S. military forces, NATO allies, and the armed forces of Ukraine, while scaling its optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Vermeer's visual positioning system offers a GPS-independent navigation solution critical for drones in contested environments, using electro-optical cameras and AI processing. The startup, with over 30 customers, including the U.S. Army and Lockheed Martin, credits its growth to U.S. Air Force support and SBIR funding. The $10 million round will accelerate product innovation to meet increasing demand in the defense and commercial sectors. DefTech startup Vermeer closes $10 million Series A, led by Draper Associates. Vermeer, a defense tech startup based in New York and Kyiv, has secured a $10 million Series A funding round, led by Draper Associates. The investment will support the expansion of partnerships with U.S. military forces, NATO allies, and the armed forces of Ukraine, while scaling its optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Vermeer's visual positioning system technology offers GPS-independent navigation, critical for drones in contested environments. The company, with over 30 customers, including the U.S. Army and Lockheed Martin, aims to provide precision and intelligence to drones. This funding round will accelerate product innovation and meet increasing demand from defense and commercial clients worldwide, addressing the critical need for navigation resilience in the face of modern conflicts. AeroX joins $10 million Series A for DefTech startup Vermeer. Vermeer, a startup specializing in vision navigation and autonomy technologies for defense applications, has closed a $10 million Series A funding round led by Draper Associates. Co-investors include AeroX Ventures, Boscolo Intervest, High Point Ventures, Rockaway Ventures, and the U.S. Air Force Techstars Accelerator Program. The funding will support Vermeer's partnerships with military forces and scaling of optical navigation technology for defense and commercial sectors. Their visual positioning system offers a GPS-independent navigation solution critical for drones in contested environments, utilizing electro-optical or infrared cameras and AI processing. Vermeer's growth from 10 to 40 employees within a year demonstrates its scaling trajectory, with operations in New York and Kyiv. The $10 million funding round will accelerate product innovation to meet increasing demand from defense and commercial clients worldwide, focusing on navigation resilience in the face of modern conflicts and cyber-electronic warfare.
C. Randolph, entrepreneur and longtime gaming commissioner, to be honored Wednesday. E. Randolph Mariner, a serial entrepreneur and longtime gaming commissioner, will be honored by Leadership Howard County on Wednesday. Over the years, Mariner has built successful businesses in marketing, real estate development, restaurants, and the Manor Hill Farm Brewery. He also played a key role in overseeing Maryland's gaming industry, serving as the chair of the Gaming Commission for 6.5 years. Despite facing setbacks, including health issues and injuries, Mariner remains resilient. He credits his dyslexia and ADHD for driving his entrepreneurial spirit and unique perspective. With a focus on growing his live events production agency, Manor Hill Productions, Mariner continues to make an impact in both the business and community sectors.
GoGlow launches first California flagship in Sherman Oaks, reinventing sunless tanning with a luxury skin-first experience. GoGlow, the award-winning sunless tanning and skincare franchise, has opened its first California location in Sherman Oaks, offering a clean, custom airbrush tanning experience. The brand prioritizes skin health with proprietary vegan, cruelty-free solutions, personalized color consultations, and luxury salon ambience. Clients can choose between rapid and traditional rinse options and benefit from educational sessions on skincare maintenance. The grand opening event on December 5th, 2025 will feature live demos, gift bags, and membership specials. GoGlow's arrival in Sherman Oaks signifies a shift towards a wellness-driven, luxury tanning experience in Los Angeles, catering to a beauty-forward culture obsessed with radiant, healthy skin. Lilicious appoints Carla Risteno to lead multi-year holiday collection campaign 2025 to 2028. Lilicious appoints Carla Risteno as social media manager for its multi-year holiday collections initiative spanning 2025-2028. Risteno, known for crafting high-performing social storytelling, will lead social vision and execution across Instagram and TikTok, integrating PR activations, influencer collaborations, and meta partnerships. The holiday collections will roll out in three phases, including coordinated PR mailers, influencer seeding, creator-led live streams, and exclusive collaborations. Risteno's appointment underscores Lilicious's commitment to modernizing its digital ecosystem while honoring its artisanal roots and commitment to self-care, connecting inspiration, storytelling, and commerce at every consumer touchpoint.
Mary Greeley Medical Center awarded grant to implement NarcBox security system. Mary Greeley Medical Center has been awarded a grant to implement the NarcBox security system aimed at combating opioid theft and misuse. Led by Dieter Frieten, Director of Mobile Intensive Care Services, the initiative focuses on enhancing medication security and accountability. The system, tailored for EMS and fire service industries, features advanced access controls, inventory tracking, temperature monitoring, and real-time alerts for DEA compliance. Utilizing resources from the NARCBOX Grant Assistance Program, the department identified grant opportunities to support this important initiative. NARCBOX, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, offers a comprehensive solution to address the critical issue of narcotic security in healthcare settings. Morgan Jewelers, your new favorite scroll. Morgan Jewelers is your new favorite scroll. Dive into their social media channels for daily doses of glamour, design inspiration, and behind-the-scenes magic. Follow them on Instagram for sparkle, YouTube for in-depth looks at collections, and TikTok for the latest trends. Stay updated on Facebook for exciting announcements. Create a Morgan Jewelers account for special offers and discounts, including birthday and anniversary treats. Established in 1914, Morgan Jewelers offers incredible selection and customer care across 17 locations in 6 states. Get social with Morgan Jewelers today.
Puniam Academy launches ISO 21001:2025 Certified Internal Auditor Training Course. Puniam Academy PV Ltd. has launched a new ISO 21001:2025 Certified Internal Auditor Training Course designed for professionals in the education sector. This e-learning program prepares participants to serve as qualified internal auditors for Educational Organization Management Systems, EO, based on the latest ISO 20001 standard. The course covers all updated requirements and principles of the standard, including quality objectives, documentation management, and risk-based approaches. Delivered entirely online and self-paced, participants can access video lessons, handouts, and quizzes at their convenience. Upon completion, participants receive an ISO 21001:2025 Certified Internal Auditor Certificate. Enrollment is now open at Puniam Academy's website for professionals looking to enhance their auditing expertise.
Statewide initiative may give Haltom City another shot at food trucks. Food trucks have been scarce in Haltom City due to complicated regulations that deter participation. The existing permit application is burdensome, requiring written permission from property owners and costly annual renewals. However, a new state law, the Mobile Food Vendor Regulatory Consistency Act, will streamline the permitting process by establishing a single statewide license. This means food truck owners can operate throughout Texas without local restrictions. Haltom United Business Alliance sees this as an opportunity for Haltom City to welcome food trucks back and support small businesses. While the law allows some local control, it eliminates unnecessary fees and permits, allowing food truck owners to focus on growing their businesses. Haltom City can benefit from this new legislation and encourage economic development within city limits. Destiny Limousine marks 25 years with winter-ready private transfers from Vancouver to Whistler. Destiny Limousine Ltd. is celebrating 25 years of trusted service by expanding its private transfer options from Vancouver International Airport and downtown Vancouver to Whistler. With a winter-ready fleet and professional chauffeurs trained for mountain conditions, travelers can enjoy safe, comfortable rides to BC's top ski destinations. The company's luxury transfers offer door-to-door convenience, eliminating the hassle of shared shuttles or navigating snowy highways. Their modern fleet includes executive sedans, luxury SUVs, stretch limousines, and Mercedes Sprinter vans, all equipped with winter tires and advanced safety features. Beyond Whistler, Destiny Limousine also offers private transportation to Sun Peaks, Big White, and Silver Star. With over 25 years of proven reliability and expertise, travelers can book their ski transfer by visiting Destiny Limousine's official website or calling 604-597-9040.
Truck Parking Club surpasses 3,000 nationwide locations, including 151 across California, offering fleets flexible parking solutions. Truck Parking Club, the Chattanooga-based technology platform, has expanded to 151 active locations across California, part of a broader network of 3,000 sites nationwide. The company's marketplace now offers more than 51,000 instantly reservable parking spaces across 49 states, a milestone achieved after adding 1,000 new sites in just 4 months. This rapid growth highlights rising demand for on-demand, flexible parking solutions in key logistics regions like California. Truck Parking Club is helping fill the gap by transforming underused private properties into secure, reservable spaces for drivers and fleets, addressing the national infrastructure challenge of a 1.7 million space shortfall in the U.S. trucking industry.
Levin Johnston completes sale of 49,922 square foot, 568-unit extra space self-storage facility in Fremont, California. Levin Johnston, a top brokerage team specializing in commercial real estate investments, has closed the $18.75 million sale of a 49,922 square foot, 568-unit extra space storage facility in Fremont, California. The seller, a private investor, was represented by Levin Johnston, while the buyer was an institutional self-storage developer. Leveraging market momentum, Levin Johnston brought in a competitive buyer pool, resulting in a higher price per square foot. The buyer plans to enhance the asset and capitalize on the growing demand for self-storage in the Bay Area. This transaction highlights the strength of self-storage as an investment option. The property's prime location near major amenities and transportation hubs adds to its appeal. For more information, visit levinjohnston.com.
Woofie's celebrates women-owned franchises during National Women's Small Business Month. Woofie's, the pet care franchise, is celebrating its women-owned franchises nationwide in honor of National Women's Small Business Month. Co-founder Amy Addington was named a Woman of Wonder by Franchise Dictionary magazine for her impact on franchising. With more than half of Woofie's franchise owners being women, the brand promotes diversity and offers a $5,000 diversity discount on franchise fees. Woofie's fosters a culture where women lead, innovate, and support one another, recognizing the importance of helping women realize their dreams of entrepreneurship. Learn more about owning a Woofie's franchise at ownawoofies.com. FTI Consulting lifts outlook as corporate finance forensics power record quarter. FTI Consulting posted record third quarter results, with revenue rising 3.3% to $956.2 million. Earnings per share climbed 41% to $2.60, driven by strength in corporate finance and restructuring and forensic and litigation consulting. Corporate finance led the way with revenue up 18.6% to $404.9 million, while forensic and litigation consulting revenue rose 15.4% to $194.7 million. Economic consulting fell 22% to $173.1 million, posting a $4.6 million adjusted EBITDA loss. Despite near-term pressure in weaker segments, FTI plans to continue investing in AI capabilities and senior recruiting. The firm now expects 2025 revenue of $3.65 billion to $3.735 billion, with an 11th straight year of adjusted EPS growth anticipated.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.